Barclays launches Demo Directory. Barclays has launched Demo Directory, a free online solution for founders to showcase their business potential investors, raise capital, and accelerate growth in the UK. Deutsche Bank closes Postbank branches. Germany-based financial institution Deutsche Bank has announced the closing of multiple Postbank branches in order to improve digital services after its mismanaged IT migration. Eberi's acquisition of BEX Group approved by Central Bank of Brazil. Eberi has announced that the Central Bank of Brazil has approved its acquisition of BEX Group, including both BEX Banco and BEX Pay. Nayax agrees to acquire Retail Pro International. Israel-based commerce enablement payments and loyalty platform Nayax has agreed to acquire 100% of Retail Pro International. Zeller introduces Tap to Pay on iPhone. Zeller has launched Tap to Pay on iPhone to enable business owners to accept contactless payments by utilizing the Zeller iOS app. Omnicom acquires Flywheel. US-based Omnicom has acquired Flywheel Digital for $835 million to broaden its reach and expand into the digital commerce and retail media sectors. LittlePay, Skybus launch ticketing solution. UK-based transit payments processing company LittlePay has announced the launch of contactless payments on Australia's Skybus. Visa works with BMO to provide cardholders access to installments. Visa has partnered with US-based BMO Financial Group to provide cardholders Canada-based cardholders with access to installments. Shine acquires the Misguided brand. China-based online fashion and lifestyle retailer Shine has bought the Misguided fashion brand name from Frasers Group. Mol launches Mar Trust payment service for seafarers. Mitsui OSK. Spain to implement MiCA rules ahead of schedule. The Spanish Ministry of Economy and Digital Transformation has revealed that Spain will implement MiCA 6 months earlier than its 2026 deadline. Finmont joins Camino Network to incorporate Web3 payments. Global payment orchestration platform Finmont has announced it will incorporate the Web3 infrastructure Camino Network by Chain4 Travel. Kasikorn Bank buys majority stake in Setong. Thailand-based Kasikorn Bank has acquired a majority stake of 97% in the parent firm of Setong Cryptocurrency Exchange. Singapore to test interoperable QR code scheme. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, is launching a proof of concept, POC, for an interoperable Singapore Quick Response Code Scheme, SGQR+. Monzo and Starling among worst performers for app fraud reimbursements. Monzo and Starling are among the lowest scoring firms for reimbursing victims of authorized push payment fraud, according to 2022 data published by the payment systems regulator. More than a quarter of Brits using BNPL, FCA. As new research shows that more than a quarter of Brits have used BNPL in a six-month period, the FCA has agreed deals with two firms, PayPal and QVC, to make their contract terms easier to understand. Visa to open innovation space in Hanoi. Visa, a world leader in digital payments, is proud to announce the opening of its innovation space at the groundbreaking National Innovation Center Wallach High Tech Park in Hanoi, Nick Wallach. PXP Financial taps Forgenix for risk monitoring. PXP Financial, the experts in global acquiring and payment services, today announces a new partnership agreement with Forgenix, global leaders in cybersecurity and payments, digital forensics and PCI compliance. TrueLayer signs bookmaker William Hill. TrueLayer, Europe's leading open banking payments network, today announced that iconic UK gaming operator William Hill is now using TrueLayer's payments product to enable instant pay-ins and payouts for players in the UK. Paymentology secures Visa Cloud Connect certification. Paymentology, a leading global issuer processor, today announces it is the first issuer processor in Europe to secure Visa Cloud Connect, VCC, certification from Visa, a world leader in digital payments. Global regulators form Asset Tokenization Policy Forum. Financial regulators from the UK, Singapore, Switzerland and Japan are collaborating on a new project to explore fund and asset tokenization use cases and decentralized finance. MDOTM takes AI to Italian asset management industry in partnership with Analysys. MDOTM Limited, the global provider of AI-driven investment solutions for banks, insurance, asset and wealth management companies, and Analysys S.p.A., the Italian leader that has been providing integrated software solutions for the financial and wealth management industry for over 30 years, announce a partnership in the Italian market to integrate the most sophisticated artificial intelligence algorithms within investment processes. ANA issues first set of ISINs for crypto assets. The Association of National Numbering Agencies, ANA, a global member association seeking to foster standardization within the financial industry and ISO registration authority for ISO 6166 International Securities Identification Numbers, ISINs, and the Digital Token Identifier Foundation, DTIF, created by e-trading software, ETS, to provide ISO standard identifiers for digital assets based on open data principles. Today announced the next phase of their task force with a joint memorandum of understanding, MOU. Moomoo Singapore deploys Nasdaq trade surveillance tech. Nasdaq, NDAQ, and Moomoo Singapore, a fully digitalized brokerage and wealth management platform, announced today that Moomoo Singapore will leverage Nasdaq trade surveillance technology to advance its surveillance and market integrity efforts. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.